be doing the same things.
On the air at 91.5 WMFO. On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
What's up? I'm Tyler. This is Worst Boys Guild. I got here on time, and then I had such a time trying to find a mask. I'm out of, like, my stash of masks at home, but it's usually fine because Tufts puts masks at the entrance, at every entrance to a building, except not Curtis Hall, the building the radio station's in. The radio station stopped restocking masks, so there's no masks, like, in the station. So I went to the building next to Curtis, the SEC, and had to try three different entrances until there was one that had masks. So it was like a whole journey for me. But I'm here now. I'm sleepy. Feeling good. Grammys were last night. And I actually never checked who the winners were. I've lost my ability to care about award shows. Like, even with the, like, Oscars drama. I just don't care. I've lost my ability to care what celebrities are up to, honestly. So I still need to check who won the Grammys. Maybe I will play some Grammy winning music today. Not sure where I'm going with it. Doing radio has gotten a lot harder as I've gotten, like, a lot less opinionated about music. Like, I started doing radio because I was like, oh man, like, people need to hear this. I need to make sure as many people hear this music as possible. And now I'm just not so opinionated about music. I like it. My opinion is I like it generally. But I've gotten much less picky about music, which has made it a lot more fun and also a lot more like, oh, most music is great. You know? Anyways, I'm in like a vagabond mood, but I need to get my... I think there's gonna be at least one song by Vagabond today. I'm in like a sleepy, melancholy mood. That's where I'm gonna go with it. What else has happened of note in the past week? Not much. I've been like a shut-in doing my senior capstone stuff. And hopefully, I mean, it's definitely not done, but hopefully I am able to like stop being a shut-in about it this week. That would be great. Right. Graduation's looming, which is very exciting, but it's also a lot of pressure to like enjoy the next 4 weeks because I only have 4 weeks left of college. You know. But it's exciting. Excited. I don't know what's next, but I'm excited about it. I want to like do something big and fun after graduation, but I'm not sure what to do. I have options. Anyways, Here's Every Woman by Vagabond. It's not tagged as explicit, but neither are any of her songs, and I know that some of them are, so I think it's one of those situations where title hasn't done the appropriate tagging, so. Here's Every Woman by Vagabond, and then we'll see if I have to, like, cut it off, because I realize there's a curse word. Haha.
Its peak, all the way. than a meter tire. They just kick up their feet prior to my sitting dome. Sitting dome, yeah. I belong to no one. You tried hard to be mine. From you, we reserve the right to be full when we're on our own. No, I'm not with a bang, and it'll reach its end. All the women I meet are fired up. They get ready to kill with their love. No, we're not afraid of the war we brought on. And we're steady holding down the fort. Evening starts when I'm done. We're not afraid of the war we brought on, and we're steady while holding you all.
Go! now I might be wishing I had some place to go hit the street. Out in search for the soul that has left me lying, and I never seem to notice it's too late before I know that all the love inside
thank you. said so much to you, which is lame but maybe kinda nice. Like scratch offs in a birthday card, or your name on a grain of rice. And I've been 6th and 7th grade, and it's not terrible, but it's too long. We still talk, but now it's changed. Does it hurt more to just move?
So maybe I am in a sad mood today. I'm playing a bunch of sad songs, but, you know, it's happy Monday. We can do the PSAs. do the PSA part of the show. Reminder about WMFO's donation drive. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donation drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu under designation, select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, and then put WMFO. Or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the Donations Drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform. And then, okay, and we'll do for our other PSA, standard rotation PSA, pedestrian safety. That's where the binder was left open, so sorry if you just heard this an hour ago, but pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. I love that. I feel like Massachusetts people need to hear that a little bit, but also I'm really pro the chokehold that pedestrians have on Boston streets. I kind of love how, because like in Texas, like people will hit you, is my experience. Like it's really on you to not get hit. In Boston, not so much. Drivers are very cautious here. It's fantastic. But still, you know, somebody can't not hit you if they can't see you. So be careful out there. Be careful out there. This is my chance to soapbox about how I think cars shouldn't be allowed in Manhattan. Except for, like, the obvious, like, emergency vehicles and, like, delivery vehicles and stuff. But just think about, like, if everybody just had to get around using public, and, like, buses would obviously still be allowed. But it would be so nice to not have, like, 8-lane streets. And just be able to walk around. You'd be able to walk places so much faster if you didn't have to wait to cross the street. Because, like, you could get rid of most of the streets and then narrow the remaining ones if there were only going to be, like, a few cars at a time. Like, if not just anybody could have a car, you know. But, of course, the, like, rich people who never take the train and get driven everywhere would not go for that. So I assume it's never going to happen. Sad. But that's my fantasy. No traffic in New York. No driving in New York. It would be great. You'd have to, like, I guess you'd have to be able to get a car sometimes for, like, moving. You'd have to, like, rent. I don't know. I haven't fleshed it out that much. I'm not a politician. I just want, like, I just want to be able to walk places faster. I'm so tired of waiting to cross the street. There's just no reason for there to be so much traffic when the train works fine. Anyways, that's just me. I'm gonna play more of this, like, toned down music. Sad music. Even though it's, like, a beautiful day out and it's, like, midday, this is where we're at today. Let me see. Yeah. This is I Should Live in Salt by The National.
We have different enemies. you should know me better than that. I should leave it alone, but you're not right. I should leave it alone, but you're not right. Can't you write it on a wall? You should know me better than that. There's no room to write it all. You should know me better than that. Can you turn the TV down? You should know me better than that. It's too much crying in the sound. I should know you better than that. I should leave it alone, but you're not right. I should leave it alone, but you're not right. Start to slide out of touch. You should know me better than that. Tell yourself it's all he knows. You should know me better than that. Learn to appreciate the void. You should know me better than that. I should live in softly.
Graveyard, and she came to raise the dead. and the boys with the brown skinny legs go on and on. She sings and I say, here comes the comeback. The kid is back, back on track, and there goes my hero. He's the underdog, he's coming out on top, and everybody loves a comeback. So come on back, come back. Everybody loves the underdog, singing, that's my dog, that's my dog. Na 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 na, na 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 na, that's my dog. Na 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 na.
Flashing sparrows chasing with them. Oh, yeah. get on. In days when I rode on the wind, I'd find a town, begin to look at life as green, a new in-town routine. And just as I would settle in, my feet would hit the ground again while wandering for a different scene. Now my heels left the pedal to feel the motor between my toes. I used to think that I was something, was still something, I suppose. And do you still see my silhouette when your lashes start to close? I'd like to know. Oh, Roberta, where have you gone? All the nights when I'd be up too late and you'd catch me in my altered state of consciousness, and I'd confess all my inner thoughts of fear and shame. The way you spoke my name, you'd boost my confidence like a soft caress. I'm here clear left to center on the unrideable road. Wish I knew the way that I was supposed to go, but I'm still the same old fool you used to know. Oh, Roberta, where have you gone? It's been years since we said goodbye. Your cheeks were wet, my mouth was dry, and I recall I never seen you cry before. Haven't seen you since I walked out that door. Well, life's been up and down since then. I think it's moving up again. That's life, I guess, a long string of tests. And I don't look for you and other people like I used to do. That's dangerous, and my soul needs a rest. And I don't know what time it is of the town I'm sleeping in. Afraid I might get frightened should I see your face again. Well, I turn back on my heels and spin around. Oh, Roberta, where are you now?
Just to lay me out.
I gotta be honest, my cue ended. I'm not here because I have anything in particular to say, more so just because my cue ended. Yeah. Let me see. Guys, I cannot handle, I need to start preparing playlists ahead of time. This is ridiculous. I'm scrambling. Which is weird because I have so many songs. I have so many songs by sad guys. Oh, good. My girlfriend's going to call in. My title is just a lot like high school in the first half of college. It was just songs by sad dudes. It's weird that I can't find more right now. Anyways, my girlfriend's going to call in. Her number is, where is it? It's written down in here somewhere. 855-915-WMFO. And now I get to figure out how to work the phone. Making sounds so we don't have dead air while I wait for the phone to ring. Guys, what are the newsworthy items? I've not been paying attention to anything happening on campus in the past week. A local band that I enjoy called Sidebody is doing a show on Saturday. So maybe I'll go to that. My personal news is... yes. All right, Epiphany, you're on the air. Hello. Wait. Now you're on the air.
Okay. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Wow, is this Tyler from Worst Boy Skills, my favorite radio show ever?
Yes, it is. It is.
Hi, I love you.
I love you too. Tyler needs to shift his bedtime earlier for sure.
Yeah, I know that I'm a contributor to that.
Well, it's okay. I'm also a contributor to your late bedtime.
I was half asleep in class today.
Oh, no. Because we couldn't stop gazing longingly into each other's eyes over FaceTime.
No, literally. I also can only talk for about 5 minutes because I have a one-on-one.
Oh, well, it's okay. My show ends in 5 minutes.
So, how was your morning?
It was good. It was slow. I'm sleepy. Not much happened. I got a dental appointment for this afternoon. My listeners don't know this, but I have a tooth that's been wiggling and it's terrifying.
Yeah, it's been bothering you for a little bit now. I'm excited for you to see the dentist.
Yeah, if for those who haven't had a tooth wiggle. It's really scary. I don't like it, but
no, it is scary. I think this will be good for you.
Me too. How was your day going? How were your classes?
Fine. It's good. I don't know. I'm just really tired. I think I also need to think about my bedtime more seriously.
Yeah, well, because I, a couple weeks ago, got in the habit of going to bed, like, by 11 every night, and it made me realize just how tied my mental health is to my bedtime, because 100%. I was living it up.
I'm going to be so hard on myself and, like, go to, like, close everything down, shut everything down at 10:30.
Okay.
Which is going to be hard for me because I have rehearsal till 10.
Oh, that is hard. So, I wonder if that has to do with our bedtime getting later. Should we just shoot for 11?
It definitely does have to do with our bedtime getting later because I've been doing work after rehearsal. because I just procrastinate all day. So I feel like not procrastinate all day.
Well, and it's hard to make the shift, because once you do make the shift to going to bed early, then you can, like, get stuff done in the morning. Like, when I was consistently going to bed early, I was doing most of my homework, like, in the mornings.
Yeah, it always, yes.
But you can't do that when you're sleepy in the mornings. It doesn't work.
No, you can't. So. You just gotta, it's gonna be like a hard adjustment period, but I think that it'll be worth it.
I agree.
For sure.
I agree.
But yeah, class is good. My professor who started class 30 minutes early today, like, really didn't have to. Like, we ended all the content we were supposed to do 30 minutes early, and it was really awkward for him.
Oh, that's, I would have started in on the next day.
He had to, like, ask us questions. He's like, so what are your plans for the day? And all of us are just like, so tired.
If I were him, I would have definitely just, like, gone into the next day of content, like, and, like,
well, because
acted,
we were just,
like
we had to read a book in Swahili, which is, like, kind of cool.
That is cool.
But we were finishing the book, and we finished it in, like, half an hour, because there are only, like, two chapters left.
And he sends you the schedule for the week. If I were him, I would have lied and said there was more to do than there actually was.
But he, like, literally told us exactly what we were doing today. So, like, He really played himself. So we were all grumpy.
He's going to have a heck of a time getting people to come in early again.
Yeah, he will be. There's one dude who just will come in 15 minutes late consistently.
Mm.
And so I guess, like, today he came in, like, 45 minutes late, which is really significant.
And your professor's already done the whole, like, cool professor, I'm going to give everybody an A play. So now it's harder for him to just, like,
although he's,
talk,
like, not very communicative about that, because he's been, like, writing notes and nobody knows what he's writing down. Like, he's been looking at us and writing stuff down.
What if he's just, like, drawing, like, to keep himself occupied?
Like, we don't really, I don't know how to read him. Like, last semester he gave everyone A's, but, like, this semester he might not. I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do.
It sounds like he might be a little bit fed up with you guys, to be honest.
I think he is. I don't think I've experienced a class where, like, everyone in the class has been there at the same time.
So you're probably one of the best students, because you've only skipped, like, once.
No, I skip, like, once every other week.
Oh, okay.
Because it's 4 days a week at 9 a.m. Like, come on.
Girls gotta sleep. Especially girls who don't go to bed till midnight.
Exactly. And it's like, I feel like he expected it from us.
Yeah. Do you have any thoughts on the Grammys?
I haven't really looked into them.
Me neither.
I know Lil Nas didn't win anything, which I'm very surprised about.
I think Doja won something.
Doja won a weird, it was like best duo performance, and it was Doja and SZA, which I'm, like, glad that they won it, but I feel like they should have won more.
Okay. My housemate sent me
a
video.
A lot, surprisingly.
What was that?
Jon Batiste was, like, the favorite this year.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
My housemate sent me a video of SZA in stilettos, like, using crutches to climb up on the stage. But she's such a pathological liar that I, like,
Wait,
don't
like she didn't,
believe
she didn't
her.
During the, like, the photos, like, the red carpet.
Well, like, I'm not the type to, like, question people's use of mobility devices, except for SZA specifically. She lies so much that I could totally see this being fake. She's always lying.
We already know that about her.
How are you going to wear heels on crutches?
No, you're so right.
That's the only piece of Grammy news that I know. You guys should find the video. She also, like, when she's using the crutches, is, like, holding them way out in front of her instead of under her arms. In a way that, like, I don't know. Yeah, I should stop talking. Yeah. I'm being problematic.
I'll need to look into
but
it.
She's such a pathological liar.
I definitely need to look into it more. I haven't seen that video.
Anyways, we both need to go.
We do. I love you so much.
I love you too. Have a great day.
Thanks.
I love you.
Bye. Yeah, I have 20 seconds left. This has been Worst Boys Guild. I'm Tyler. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Don't forget to donate and have a great week.